Frog Lake. Chief Greg Desjarlais and Elder Alma Desjarlais of Frog Lake First Nation were among 11 chiefs, elders and papal visit organizers and supporters who received Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee medals from Lieutenant Governor of Alberta, the Honorable Sal Malakani, on December 14. The medals recognize the efforts of the recipients during the July 2022 visit of Pope Francis to Alberta. And a press release from the Confederacy of Treaty 6 First Nations says the two exhibited courage and strength when they received the Pope at the airport as he descended on Treaty 6 territory. Thank you to them for sharing their truths, giving gifts and speaking to the Pope. It took great emotional strength and courage to represent their communities on the world stage with such dignity. Chief George Arkin Jr., Treaty 6 Grand Chief and Chief of Alexander First Nation, was also among the recipients and said, "It is deeply moving to be honored in this capacity. Each recipient is incredibly deserving. They each showed strength, determination, compassion and resiliency throughout the planning and implementation of the apology and visits. I am humbled to be included among my respected peers to receive this honor." Other recipients included Elder Vicky Arkind of Alexander First Nation, Papal Visit Organizer Ann Wildcat and Chief Randy Erminskin of Erminskin Cree Nation, Chief Vernon Saddleback of Samson Cree Nation, Chief Leonard Standing on the Road of Montana First Nation, Chief Desmond Bull of the Lewis Bull Tribe, Chief Tony Alexis of Alexis Nakota Sioux Nation and Shawnee Gwynn, founder and CEO of Pipiquin Patakwan, an indigenous-owned public relations agency. The chiefs and elders were recognized for welcoming the Pope to Treaty 6 territory and opening their communities to the world. Ann Wildcat was the main community organizer in Meskwatches and received the medal for directing operations and ensuring the safety of the four host nations during the Pope's apology, while Shawnee Gwynn led her team to create opportunities for First Nations residential school survivors and leaders to safely tell their truths about the residential school systems on the world stage.